Well, it was carnage in markets today. Just everywhere you look, almost indiscriminate selling, except for the financial index, up 0.8%, but everywhere else, almost 2% down on the all share. Pairing some of those losses, though, and crypto as well, having a bloody nose today. Rico Nair is portfolio manager at Anchor Capital, and he's got the market view. Rico, what's it up for you on a day of broad-based selling?
Well, Michael, as you've said, it's another drawdown day, another interesting day for us. We had to go to work with our hard hats on. We continue to see volatility being a key theme dominating both the offshore and local markets. Locally, our JSE Top 40 closed down 3.3% in the red, while on the JSE Resources Index, the RESI was the worst hit sector, closing down 6.7% in the red. Offshore, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, as well as Asian markets look set for another day in the red. To put this into context, Mark, 10 out of the 11 S&P 500 companies opened in the red today, while the NASDAQ is down at its lowest since November 2020. And as you mentioned, we've seen a massive sell-off even within the crypto space. And what's fueling this? That may be the question. While we're seeing this sharp sell-off being largely driven by higher than expected U.S. inflation. That print came out yesterday and has basically driven concerns about recession and recessionary risk. And we're seeing this massive sell-off as a risk-off sentiment continues to climb and take hold of markets both locally and offshore. So it's a bit of a hard day for us, and it continues to be hard going for us out there.
I think it can only be improved maybe if you're an Arsenal supporter and they put one over Tottenham a little bit later on in the London Derby. But talking about that US inflation print, I mean, it's still at four-decade highs and well over 8%, but it's that core inflation number that I think has really got market participants worried, hasn't it?
Yeah, so that's it, Mark. As you said, so that core inflation number, which just for your guests' interest, excludes food and energy prices. Economists were anticipating that that inflation number would drop from 6.5% in the prior period to 6% in April, but instead that number came in at 6.2%. So although we are seeing inflation begin to stable, and some have said that it's even peaked, it's still coming ahead of expectations. So a negative surprise in that regard.
Now, SAPI was one of the standouts today. When you have a sea of red and you see a few spots of green, you kind of pay attention and you sit up and you take notice. And these were really quite good numbers from SAPI.
Yeah, very, very good numbers indeed. A very strong second quarter results coming out of this basic material guy. It's just for your viewers' note, it has a September year end, so these are basically half year results. Its earnings came in 201% for the quarter, 6 months, 31 March numbers. Revenue is up 45%. Its headline earnings per share came in at 58 cents. And to put that into context, the annual earnings per share peaked at 60 cents, so very close to that annual peak. And a big number that we were looking at was that debt number. That debt number fell by 13%, which is very, very significant. So, yeah, although the market didn't digest it as well as we would have wanted it to, only up 2.5% today. We ourselves have a bit of a cautious view on SAPI, as we see there being some structural decline that has been climbing in. And if you even just take a step back, just the whole way they deal in as far as paper is concerned and where the world is moving in as far as moving towards digital, we do have a bit of a question mark around that. But nevertheless, management is optimistic and expects the third quarter to be in line with the second quarter, implying another strong quarter ahead for SAPI from management side.
Thanks, Rico. We're going to have to leave it there. Take care.
Thanks, Mike. Enjoy.
That was Rico Nair, portfolio manager at Anchor Capital, giving you the lowdown on a day of carnage in markets here on Hot Business.